I used to spend my nights out in a barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. And you brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I stay strong. In all the same old places, found the bottom of the bottle always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me. Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine, you're as warm as a glass of brandy, and I stay strong on your love.
Next to a swamp full of toads was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning me. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
All we want to do is pop your
wad. A little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on.
good. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You'll go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy Boosty Cinepelli.
All right. Boy, I love that welcome on Fridays. It's the only time I ever get that good of a welcome, you know. But anyway, we're a little early with our Liberty Lounge tonight. Typically, we'll do it started an hour from now. But we're going to make it one continuous three-hour show. And I'm sitting in the world-famous recording studio of Edge of the Woods here. So Edge of the Woods is going to be with me tonight, ain't you? For at least for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, off and on. I'll be out back and forth loading ammunition.
All right. Yeah, we got a war coming up here pretty quick, so we're getting loaded up for that. But other than that, everything's going along pretty smoothly. So lots of things to talk about, and since we missed Wednesday, I'm going to kind of mix this up tonight, and we're going to be playing music and talking about news and current events, you know, through the whole show. So just bear with us. Everybody's going to get a piece there before it's all over with. So we're up here close to, what are we, 40 miles east of Albuquerque?
Yeah,
35 miles, something like that. East of Albuquerque, doing a class, and we've got one of our students in here with us, and we've got Edge of the Woods and me, and we're just going to have a Liberty Lounge party here tonight. Let me see if I can get the chat room going here and see who's in here before we get started. Come on. Alrighty then. And we're waiting again. It's coming. Oh, there we go. Hey, Edge of the Woods got his going there, and my computer's about shot. It's not doing good. It's getting sick. I'm gonna have to do something with this here before long. All right, we have one bride. A lot of the regulars. I don't need to name them all off. Desert Rat. He's in here from time to time. Edge of the Woods, that's awesome. Hopper, Maddie, Minnie, Radio Doc, Snowman's in there twice, String Bean, few anonymous coming up there, so if I didn't call your name, it ain't because I don't love you, it's just because I don't have time to call everybody's name. We're just checking it out here. All right. One of the things that everybody has been really up in arms about, oh, by the way, news, as of yesterday, all the defendants up in Portland were found not guilty. All of the refuge standoff, as they call it, were found not guilty. This brings about a lot of things here. One of which is the feds are really, really not going to like this at all. I'm really surprised that this happened. I'm surprised that they didn't threaten the jurors and stuff enough to cause them to vote the right way, or the right way that they wanted them to. So I'm kind of surprised about that, but it's awesome. And what this does, I feel like if they found all these people not guilty, then wouldn't it stand to reason that Lavoie Finicum was not guilty also? The only thing he was guilty of is getting out of his truck with his hands over his head. So if everybody was found not guilty in the court of Cope, those guys committed cold-blooded murder. First degree, as far as I'm concerned. They when they cleared their fields of fire and put snipers up there and everything, I realized they started out as just supposed to be a traffic stop. The traffic stop itself was illegal, according to DOJ policies. And so they murdered him, so the sentence is death. So let's get that taken care of, would you? All right. There's been at least one murder today at the Sioux Indian thing up in North Dakota. I don't know all the details on that. I just saw that a little while ago. Apparently there was, I think it was a 14-year-old kid, I believe, was killed. I know no details whatsoever, but we had no doubt that this was going to turn violent before it was over with. So we'll see how that plays out. What everybody was up in arms about last week, and I was going to talk about this Wednesday, was the fact that Congress, I think it was just the state of California, if I'm not mistaken, had ordered about 10,000 troops to pay back their bonuses. I believe they were reenlistment bonuses, some kind of bonus. And they were supposed to pay those back. And of course, everybody said, no, hell no, you paid that money, it's their money, and if you made a mistake, that's tough. You know, eat it. And they were planning on garnishing their wages and IRS withholdings and all that stuff. And, well, anyway, Congress and everybody else was furious about it. So this has all been, it's been suspended. It hasn't been completely eliminated. If it's suspended, that means they can restore it pretty much any time they want to. So we'll see how that plays out. But I thought that was pretty damn sorry when they come up with that stupid idea. So I've got another stupid idea here. I'm going to play a song for a minute, and then I'll be right back. I think I'm going to play a song. Hey, I am. Outstanding.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light, you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home, wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you, while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open,
forgot to turn this on. Oh. Now we're on, and we're talking on. About Jim Reeves being my hero and all this stuff, and you guys are sitting there saying, okay, dead
air.
I like
the conversation. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking to Edge of the Woods here, so you guys, whatever. Now, what do you got going on over there?
Army General, the new commander for the Army Space and Missile Command, suddenly committed suicide.
Shot in the back of the head four times, huh?
It don't quite say that, but it doesn't even say how he died. But, you know, this guy here is, I mean, he's taking over one of the best positions in the military, and he kills himself? Who did he piss off?
I don't know about that. I'm thinking there's somebody a little mad there. Let's see here. Let me start with my, I'm anxious to see how he killed himself there. Did you hear about the car that hit the helicopter up in Gallup?
Yeah.
Had a helicopter landed on the highway up there for a wreck, and a drunk driver come up there, went through the barricades, and run over the helicopter, knocked it over.
Yeah.
Okay. It's we don't even need to make you walk the line and touch your nose, and we I think we pretty well already got it figured out that you're drunk. Get in the car. You know, we talked several times here over the last two or three months about having your phone secured and locked. That's awesome. Having your phone secured and locked up to keep people out of it. And I told you about fingerprints. Fingerprints being the most secure. However, as long as somebody can get a hold of your finger, they can get a hold of your fingerprints.
That's exactly right.
And what has happened now, they're using search warrants to get into fingerprint locked phones. So legally, in their minds, they can use a warrant to make you forcibly use your fingerprint to unlock the phone. And I said earlier, hell, all they got to do is cut your finger off and use the fingerprint to lock the phone if it come right down to it. If it's, bad guys or whatever. So that leaves us with two options. One of them is putting in a complex password each and every time you need to get into, especially into your Signal or something like that. Or destroying the phone when you think there's any possibility of something going wrong. Just taking, and, you know, I've already got, well, I'm not going to go into that. But, crashing the phone over the steering wheel or the gear shift knob or a rock or whatever is the only other choice that you have unless you want to put in a good, strong, complex password every time. Now, the complex password's not going to keep them out of your phone. I'm pretty confident there's back doors in most of these phones, don't you think?
Probably is.
They say there's not, because I tried that when I had to do a complete reset on my phone, factory reset.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, sorry, you've used up your time. They said there is no possible way to get into that phone now. If they're telling the truth, that's great. It meant I have to do the whole damn thing all over again,
mm-hmm,
and reload everything, but it did indicate to me
that... You forgot your password and it erased itself?
Well, I just used it. I forgot. I changed it.
Done.
And I had that and the fingerprint. But the thing is, when you restart the phone, you can only do it with a password, mm-hmm, not a fingerprint. Right. I didn't know that. I didn't care if I forgot the password because I was going to use a fingerprint. Well, it cared.
It cared. And,
so I had to wipe the whole damn thing clean, start over again. I was so pissed.
Well, Android, there's a couple of ways to get around it. One is you root them. And that's where you take over. See, right now, you're not administrator on your phone. Whoever your cell carrier is, the administrator of the phone.
Right.
Like mine, you know, it's a brand new phone, but I'm the administrator because it's rooted. I have the master passwords for it. It's set up just for me. But the bad thing is about it, though, is when it updates, it's kind of a pain in the ass because if it's a mandatory update, it basically erases your phone.
Yeah, right.
And starts all over again. But, you know, it's security, you know. Security, you got to get used to it. Slow.
Security is inconvenient. You know, you cannot have the convenience that you like, that you love, and to have the security that you want. It's just impossible. So if she's good to her word, says that it's impossible to get in, that's great. I'm okay with that. No. But be that as it may, you know, the other only other choice is to destroy the phone. The complex password may or may not, according to that gal, she said it's impossible. So, whatever. So you can set them up with both and do whatever, but if the fingerprint is one of the options, search warrants now have been ruled that it's, they can use a warrant to get into a fingerprint locked phone. I don't agree with it, but the problem with this whole world is they didn't ask me before they did this stuff. And that's a problem sometimes. All right. While we're digging through our archives here of the tremendous amount of stuff that we need to do, let's listen to Johnny Rodriguez, sir.
Would you look at what came down the road today, wanting me to be one more mistake to make, a bridge to burn to get to someone new? Hey, pass me by. Among the other hearts that you walk on, Lord, help me if I fall in love with you. Hey, pass me by if you're only passing.
He's just a man. something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely.
All right, we got one more song out of there than we'd planned on, but that's okay. Let me bring my crystal ball up here again.
Don't forget your password for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not the only crystal ball in the world with a password. All the other crystal balls are fingerprint locked, I think. I couldn't help but I was reading this story here about AR-15 endurance findings at a rental range. Now, you got to... AR-15 guys are probably going to love this. You shouldn't, because it's kind of a dumb story. But it says forget about any military endurance testing the AR-15s. Rental range in Vegas has some interesting findings. They're saying some of them sometimes in excess of 200,000 rounds through commercially available and full auto ARs. Granted, none of these grueling testing procedures in place from a military standpoint are there, but for sheer round count alone. All right, I'm not going to go through all of this. When it gets down here a little ways, actually, I know where this range is, too. When it gets down here a little ways, he talks about this guy's been featured in this story before about his rental AKs and whatnot. He said, here's a little background about what we do. We operate a high-volume range in Las Vegas. You can't bring your personal weapons in and rent lanes for an hour. Customers use only our weapons. Well, there's a nice little monopoly there. We only use factory new ammo and zero reloads. We keep maintenance logs on each and every weapon to include cleanings, parts replaced, and any other issues that need to be noted. Okay, I'm all right with that.
Maintenance.
We shoot approximately 400,000 rounds downrange each month, and the numbers have actually gone up a bit for May and June. This was last year. Tourists get to shoot all these different types of ammo. Okay, here's the facts, quote-unquote, about their experience with M4s on the range. Some of the M4s, they say, have well over 200,000 rounds downrange. Now, here's where the tricky part is. It says barrels have been replaced, gas tubes have been replaced, BCGs have been replaced, but what sets it apart from the AK-47s is that upper and lower receivers continue to function.
Excuse me? Okay.
So they're replacing all these parts and all this stuff, but the receivers are good. The receiver just sits there
and holds
a bunch of stuff together. All the other parts continue to wear out. It says, how stupid is that? AKs get to about 100,000 plus rounds, and rails on the receiver will start to crack. It's an easy fix with TIG welding, but they crack. We've had yet to lose an upper or lower receiver from cracking. So here's another one. We get about 20,000 rounds out of bolts before we start experiencing issues. The headspace gauge will start getting close on no-go, but not close on field. We will lose a lug on the bolt. The bolt will start skipping over rounds in the magazine. Well, all this happens at 20,000 rounds.
Okay.
But the receiver is still good.
And the lower is good.
And the lower receiver and upper receiver is still good. But all the rest of it's crap at 20,000 rounds. So they're knocking the AK for getting 100,000 rounds plus before the deal starts. Okay, I understand. I get that. the receiver starts to crack after 100,000 rounds. What that means is I can run my AK for 100,000 rounds before anything happens. Any of these other ones, according to their numbers, you run for 20,000 rounds before it's dead in DRT. Before you have to replace every damn thing in it. But the receiver's
but
still
the receiver's
good.
Still good. I wonder how many rounds my SKS has in it. It was built in 1950.
And you've put 80,000 rounds through it since then, since you got it.
And Jacob ran over it once.
Said we use LMT and Daniel defense bolts, and some will actually go longer, but at about 20,000 rounds is when we start seeing issues appear. Gas tubes will erode away after 12-plus months. Charging handles will stretch, allowing the locking lever and spring to fly out. Hammer pins and disconnectors on the 8.5-inch full autos will break after 4,000 to 5,000 rounds, regardless of the buffer weight. We have yet to lose a single flash hider as compared to muzzle brakes on the AK-47. The muzzle brakes were literally split in half, looking like the bird with his beak open and go flying downrange. We no longer use any piston conversions or factory piston guns with the exception of the AK-416. I purchased a factory brand new MR-556 and it started keyholing after only 10,000 rounds. He said, I was so pissed because I spent all that money on a gun that couldn't last 10,000 rounds. Well, the AK at least lasts 100,000.
Yeah. And it's not minute of angle, it's minute of bad guy. But
yeah,
that's all
whatever.
You need.
So he's going down through all of these issues. All these many, many issues that he has with the AR. But the receivers are still good.
Sorry.
Alrighty then. Well, we're okay with that, I guess. Whatever.
Let's see.
Well, come on. Can you get with the program a little bit?
A year ago today, I felt like dying. As unloved and unwanted as a heart could be. But time has a way of changing yesterday. Now the hurting's all over, all over me. Yes, the hurting's all over, all over my body. It started in my heart, and it spread all over me. Father Time did his part, took the hurt.
Saw your picture on a poster in a cafe out in Phoenix. Guess you're still the sweetheart of the rodeo. As for me and little Casey, we still make the circuit in a one-horse trailer and a mobile home. And she still asks about you all the time. And I guess we never even cross your mind. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Little Casey, she's still growing, and she started asking questions, and there's certain things a man just doesn't know. Her birthday came and you never even called. I guess we never crossed your mind. I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Everybody said you'd make it big someday, and I guess that we were only in your way. But someday I'm sure you're gonna know the cost. Cause for every I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. As for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Ooh, everything that glitters is not
I can almost hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. Bum, bum, bum. I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Bum, telephone phone. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Bum, bum, bum. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. Well, I don't know and I don't care what made you tell him you don't love him anymore. Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel the tension building in your mind. Uh-huh. And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you like I'm loving you tonight. Uh-huh. You have no way of knowing tonight. Make me love you more. Bum, bum, bum. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum.
You know, this happened a while back, but all of a sudden we've got a new, renewed interest here, and people just now figured out that it happened. It happened, happened back in, actually in 2012. But there, why do I hear a noise? Oh, it's yours. Okay. I thought it was mine. It was leaking.
Give
there.
Him a new toy, and now you yep. want to turn it off.
Can you hear this one all right? Okay. This was a white buffalo that was killed. It was on a ranch in Texas. All right, stop. Just stop. Don't get all upset about the white buffalo, all right? I understand that they're sacred to the Indians. They are not sacred to me. It's a white buffalo. I'm not an Indian. I don't care. They taste the same as any of the rest of them. Now, the thing is, all white buffalo are not white buffalo. If the chances of a white buffalo being born naturally are about 1 in, I think it's 1 in 10 million. But when you breed a white buffalo bull with a white buffalo cow, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get a white buffalo calf. That's how it happens. So there's 50 or so white buffalo right now today at this moment. In well, probably more than that now. There's 50 a year ago. And this ranch in Texas charged $13,500 to kill a sacred white buffalo. And a guy killed it with a crossbow. And it looks like any other buffalo. But another thing that they do with these buffalo is they breed them with Charolais cows. And you get something that looks very much like a white buffalo, only it's a more of a beefalo. It's Charolais and white buffalo. So when you breed a white buffalo with a white Charolais cow, you get a white, pretty much buffalo calf, and people will pay to kill one. And it's okay. Now if it's on the reservation and it belongs to the Indians, I'm very much opposed to anybody messing with them. That belongs to them. I understand that it's sacred. I would do anything in my power to keep that from happening. But, you know, shut up already. If it's happening on a private ranch and a guy's charging to do it, just let them do it. I know it hurts your feelings. You don't like it. I understand all that. But just give it a rest and go protect your own buffalo and leave these alone. What do you think, Chuck?
Well, you know, that's his living. The man's making a living doing
what
that.
He does.
You know, and it's I think we still have something somewhat called private property.
And capitalism and stuff, you know, all these things.
That this country was actually founded on, not this other crap that some of our people are. I'm watching a Drudge Report here, and it's just some of the junk in here is entertaining. But, you know, it's like these, well, like some of our Clinton's followers, they want the world to be this certain way, and if they don't like it, though, they're going to make you do it by destroying your city, destroying your town.
You know, that's so neat, though, but she has followers, and I think that's cool, because if we could get her to walk off a cliff somewhere.
We can get a whole.
How awesome would that be?
Little, just a bunch of liberal lemmings just wandering off a cliff.
Be like the Pied Piper, you know? Get all the rats to jump off the cliff.
You know, I noticed a slice of a cliff in Arizona out by Flagstaff.
Uh-huh.
Really deep and really long. And just fill in that little section of the canyon. That might work out pretty good. But then you'll be stuck with them.
Hey, String Bean? Need to be careful with your language there, brother. Let's just get rid of that right there, and we'll let you do that one again. All right, there we go. We're going to talk also about body armor a little bit. I'm going to play a couple of songs, and we're going to talk about some body armor. I know we've talked about it before, but right now I feel the need to talk about several other things that we have talked about before. We need to refresh our memory. You know, we did, I think we did 72-hour kits the other day, 72-hour bags, bug-out bags, whatever. And I think we did. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah, you did. I think I caught part of that.
Maybe I did. I'll have to go back and look at the deals here and see. But anyway, there's some things that I just feel that it's timely. And we need to talk about some of those things. And we also need to play some music. So we're going to make that happen right now. And then we'll talk about other stuff in a minute.
Make the world go away. And get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. Me astray. If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to, and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, it's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. And I know this rodeo has been hard on us all, but I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong? She said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. He left that phone dangling off the hook. Then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
We're back. We gotta, let me stop this thing here. Edge of the Woods has got a few things we're gonna talk about just briefly before we go into our next deal, which is gonna be body armor. We're gonna talk about that a little bit. But, we're looking at some stuff right now about some of the, premiums going up on Obamacare and some of the major providers dropping out of it. So what is this gonna do for us?
It's going to raise your prices. If you have to buy your insurance from Obamacare, you know, from like New Mexico Insurance Exchange is what it's called here, 25% increases in rates for 2017. And in fact, United Healthcare this month dropped out of Obamacare, and they are the nation's largest insurance company.
Okay, so I've never really completely understood this Obamacare stuff.
They don't either.
They say that you have to do it, and if you don't, you get penalized.
Exactly.
They say that you can keep your doctors, you can keep a, and originally I've talked to several people that their health care was, you know, $400 or $700 a month, and then all of a sudden it's $1,800.
Exactly.
So what the hell is up with this? I don't get it. How are they doing that?
Well, because they can't make it work. It was never designed to work. It's failed miserably of biblical proportions. And they keep dumping money to it, but see, the insurance companies is a private business. And if they're not making money, they got the option to drop out. And so, I mean, you've had, New Mexico has lost, Presbyterian Healthcare, the state's largest insurance company, has dropped out of Obamacare.
So if all of them drop out, then what?
You get fined. I bet you get fined, or you learn how to take care of yourself and your family.
Well, it don't matter. Well, if you take care of yourself, you're still going to get fined.
You're going to get fined, right. And
Chuck, that ain't right, buddy.
Tell me about
something
it.
Something is way screwed up here.
It is. It's horrible. And, it, you know, I see it every freaking day at work, you know, my job here. And it's just with idiots, the way that this thing is working here, you know. And the president, you know, like you said, 8 years ago, he said, you can keep your doctor. Well, today you can't even keep your insurance, and the average fine is 1 to 5% of your annual income added onto your taxes.
So I don't know. I'm sorry, but I have a real problem with
this.
I have a real problem with this. I don't even understand how someone, in their infinite ignorance, has decided that this was even legal, ethical, even a little bit.
That's
I don't
not.
Understand. I've never understood this from the beginning. I've tried to ignore it. And I've just never gotten into this, but I keep seeing this stuff come up, and it's driving me nuts.
But see, it's my life. I mean, it's what I do for a living, and I see this stuff here.
So it's your fault.
No, it's not my fault. Believe me, it's not. I am going to decline that penalty.
Yeah. I refuse to pay that, but you can't do that because they just keep it.
Yeah, they'll just keep it if you get a refund. So what we've been doing, we've just been redoing our taxes so that it just comes out pretty damn close to even. You know, it's you got used to getting that big refund check, but you know now, it's like, you know, I'm tired of giving them money to operate, you know, because they're doing this crap with it, taking people's money, and then healthcare is worse. Right now, there is such a shortage of physicians because they can't get paid. Did you know about 20% of New Mexico doctors do not take Medicare anymore?
Really?
Yeah, they don't get paid. And I know a few doctors around the country, and I've talked to a few here, that they're actually getting rid of insurance for the practice.
Not accepting it then?
No. What they're doing is that there's, you know, like when I was with Loveless, I was paying almost $500 every 2 weeks for health insurance.
Every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
The hell do you expect insurance companies to do for $500 every 2 weeks?
Well, I can't say it on the air, but, you know, the...
Damn.
But now... What a lot of doctors.
I hope
they
did it well.
No, well, no, didn't enjoy it a bit. But what insurance like a few doctors are doing now is they're getting rid of insurance companies and they're going to cash. But instead of charging people insurance company prices, one doctor in North Carolina, he sets a payment plan. You pay $100 a month and you get to see him all you need. And you just buy an insurance plan that beats the minimum of the Obamacare, just basically what's called a disaster insurance plan. Something falls off, you got a big hole in you, you know, something, you know, major surgeries, it covers stuff like that. But you know, your family practice health care, you just pay a small fee to your doctor every month and you get to go see him for what you need. And you know, more and more doctors are getting that because they're making better money and taking care of more people without, you know, the hassle of dealing with.
But in the meantime, after all that, you're still going to get fined.
No, you're not, because you're not going to get fined. Because you buy the minimum plan, what's called a disaster medical plan. You know, like I said, piece falls off you, big hole, serious illness, or major surgery is needed, and it meets the minimum requirements of it. It's kind of like, you know, you get the high deductible on your car insurance. You know, and so far, you know, a lot of people are really liking it. it's saving, you know, for me, that'd take my insurance policy from, you know, $500 every, $1,000 a month to $150 or $200 a month for the whole family.
Huh.
It's stupid, but that's one of the reasons I try to teach people how to do this. Now, if we can figure out how to not get fined, we'd be cooking
with
gas.
Yeah, there you go. That's the problem right there. Well, all right. We'll continue to march here. And when we get back after this one, we're going to talk about body armor again a little bit. There we go. All right. We were just telling Loretta what a great job she did. I'm trying to keep anybody else from horning in here for a minute. All right. I promised you a little bit of talk about body armor. What's String Bean? Be sure and check out some of these videos. You know, some of what videos? What are you talking about? I don't see any videos. I see a blank post right after you said that. So I don't know who you're talking about, but maybe you can get that rectified, and I'll figure it out. All right. Looks like we've got a few more people dropping in there. So, all right, we're going to talk about body armor a little bit. Everybody wants body armor. I've got my own opinions on it, just like everybody else does. I'm not convinced that it's something that you need to spend a lot of money on to do if you don't have everything else taken care of. It's one of those many amenities, I think, that are useful to some of us, useful to, okay, String Bean. Useful to some of us under certain applications. I don't think that it's going to be useful for all of us. In my opinion, I do believe in, depending on what you're doing, I'm okay with concealable body armor, probably, you know, level 2. And that's what we're going to talk about here in a little bit, is the different levels and what that does. And your level 2 will stop up to and including 357 Magnum and maybe even a 9mm carbine and things like that. So for the general threats that you're going to run into, if it'll stop at 357, it'll stop a 45, it'll stop a 40, So that's up close and personal. I think that's probably more likely than the heavier stuff. Now, if we wind up in, you know, the wheels fall off of this train that we're riding and things really go to hell, are we going to need to have the heavy duty extra super duper nitro supercharged body armor with the plates and all that stuff that weighs, you know, 40 pounds before you put on your backpack and the rest of your gear? For my money, no. You know, I've talked to some of the most high speed, low drag ninja warriors out there. You know, I've talked to some of you might remember Armored Recon, who was on with me several times. And Armored Recon was in a very, very high speed, low drag unit in Australia. And he said, hell no, we don't wear that stuff. He said, he confirmed what I have thought in my own mind about that. I say for drivers, for static positions in homes and stuff like that, around a camp or whatever when you're not moving. I think there are applications for that. I think there, you know, for the, maybe in a certain applications, maybe for women and children to protect them in certain areas. But for the average person, I shouldn't say for the average person, for the fighters out there, in my opinion, I would rather be able to move freely and quickly. And could I get shot doing that? Sure. Could I get shot in the head wearing body armor? Could I get shot in the femoral artery by wearing body armor? Yes, I could. Just because you're wearing body armor doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get shot in the body armor. There's a lot of weaknesses, especially with rifles. Now, if you're worried about stopping full metal jackets and armor-piercing stuff, you're going to wear some pretty high-speed stuff. And it's heavy. Your ceramic plates are certainly a lot lighter than steel, and you get into a level 4 vest, and it'll stop just about any conventional rifle round out there. It will stop armor-piercing 30-06 if it hits you in the plates. If it doesn't, then, you know, it's lights out. So I for concealable body armor and lightweight stuff to wear, you know, routinely, I'm okay with that. I think it's great. I've got some. I'm sure it's okay. But I don't know what you guys are trying to post there, but it doesn't seem to be working. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know what it is. All right, one Bright Angel posted. What Bright Angel post here? This is okay, plate carrier with plate. And if you're, that would be my second choice. Instead of wearing the full meal deal, I have the full meal deal. I have the whole nine yards as far as body armor and plates. Okay, do I plan on using it? Not really. It depends on circumstances. But I also have a plate carrier. Plate carrier is a whole lot lighter, a whole lot less bulky, a whole lot easier to move. Still kind of heavy, but a plate carrier with ceramic plates is okay. I could go for that. The idea behind that, of course, is to be able to stop rounds going into the thoracic cavity and the places where, you know, you've got a better chance of surviving if it's outside of that. Problem is, the rounds need to be coming in directly from the front or directly from the rear. If it's at an angle, you haven't got the protection. Even if you got side plates on there, you haven't got the protection. As good a protection as you do against the plate square on from the front and rear. So you're no one telling where your adversary may be. It doesn't stop, like I said, doesn't stop headshots, doesn't stop femoral artery shots, shooting right into the armpit from the sides. You know, that's all a possibility. Does it reduce the chances? Absolutely. It certainly does. It's just a matter of whether it's worth it to you to have the extra weight and bulk on you, or would you rather be freer and able to move quicker? Now, for those of us that are getting older and not able to move quicker anyway, then maybe it's not such a bad idea. But if you're looking at getting body armor, a level one is almost useless. It'll stop 22s. It'll stop, 380s, stuff like that. A little bit of your just shrapnel, maybe from a grenade or from something blowing up. Yeah. Level one will help with that. Very lightweight, easy to wear, even in warm weather. But there's just not too much that it stops. If the threat is more likely to be something that's, not aerodynamically designed, like I said, a piece of shrapnel or something. Yeah, it does okay with that. If you get up into the level 2, I mean, I'm sorry, 2A, then you're getting into something a little better. Use the lower velocity stuff, your 9mm and 40s, and it will protect you against full metal jacketed or round nose 9mm as long as they're not going too fast. Something that's going about, 1,000 feet a second or so. And the 40 caliber, same thing. Get down 1,000 feet or less, yeah, it'll do okay. So now you've got something with a little practicality. It provides you, of course, it also stops all of your level 1 stuff, your 22s and all that. So that's your level 2A. And the if you go up into level 2, now this is as far as the concealable body armor that I have, which I, with my age and stuff, I may never use. I may wind up selling this stuff. But level 2 is, I think, a good compromise between being able to move quickly and get around okay and not having and still having a decent amount of protection. And believe it, this is just my personal opinion. You guys do whatever you want. I'm not trying to convince you to do anything. This is just the way I feel. So your level 2 is going to stop 357 magnums. Your full metal jacket at 9mm, even up to almost 1200 feet a second. So, and I can get 1200 feet a second out of 9mm, out of my Glock 17, my Glock 34 will certainly surpass that. But it does protect against most of your factory loads in 357 and 9mm, and still stops all your level 1 and 2 and 2A stuff. So that's my, I don't think that's a hard to wear full time if you're on patrol or doing something. I shouldn't even say that. It depends on where you're on patrol at and what the threats are, obviously. 3A is getting a little on the heavy side. You do not have to have plates to make something 3A. This will stop 44 magnums. Your submachine gun, 9mm ammo and stuff like that. Virtually all of your handguns, maybe not the 460 Magnum, the 50 Action Express, some of those I'm not sure about, but it will stop a 44 Magnum with a semi-jacketed hollow point at 8-inch barrel velocities, up to about 1,400 feet. So that's pretty safe. It might be a little on the heavy side to wear, especially when it's hot, but it's not, definitely not out of the realm of possibility, at least for me. So remember, this is me. This is Cope talking. You guys do whatever you want to do with it. So when we come back here, we're going to go through the other levels and spend a little bit more time on this. So stay with us, then we'll be back.
After midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do, I'm always walking. After midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my
appreciate it when Patty drops in. It's hard to get her to stop in here very often, but she will do it if we ask her nicely. We just talked about the level 3A body armor. And 3A is a pretty good compromise. Like we said, it might be a little on the heavy side, especially in warm weather, but it's certainly an option. If you live in Phoenix or Houston or somewhere like that, yeah, you're going to have to weigh the odds. Do you want to sweat yourself to death by wearing something that heavy? Only you can answer that, or your department if they tell you that's what you're going to wear, I guess. But when you get up into level 3, now it's just too much for everyday wear. Level 3 normally consists of plates or some kind of a semi-rigid construction of some kind. It doesn't have to be steel or ceramic. There, level 3, there's modern day things that would help with that. And that dragon skin, somebody posted that on there a while ago. It's a it looks like dragon skin. It looks like it's got scales. It's a laminate that not even a laminate. It's allows a lot more movement, and it's heavy. I don't know what the weight is compared to steel plates, but it gives you a lot more coverage. Instead of having a plate that you drop in a pouch that covers a 8 by 10 area or 12 by 10 area or something like 10 by 12 area, it covers most of your torso. So that may be something to think about. If the level 3 stuff, now you're looking at something that'll stop the 308 with full metal jacketed bullets. It whatever that was, you must not like the taste of that. Looks like you puckered up there a little bit. Whatever it was, let me smell that. What are you drinking over here? Oh, well, better you than me. And this will stop your military loads of, your M80 and whatnot. something that'll run around 2,700 feet a second or so. And this, again, a little more freedom of movement, a little more freedom of movement here, more than level 4. Not quite as heavy, not quite as bulky as the 4. But level 3 would be enough for most people. It will stop. Of course, it includes all of your 3A, all of that as well. But this one will stop also 223, 30 carbine, obviously, 12-gauge slug. Now, you don't want to be in that when you stop a 12-gauge slug, but it would be better than getting hit by the slug for sure. So your level 3 body armor is more around tactical environments rather than something that when the threat level is high enough to warrant wearing something like that, as opposed to everyday wear, you know, riding in the cop car or the truck or whatever. Now, when you get into level 4, this will stop armor-piercing 30-06. Level 4 will stop pretty much anything that, I think we talked a little bit about that earlier, so we don't need to go over that again. But level 4 body armor is the highest level of protection that you can get at this point, at this time. For the most part, really, I don't know why you would want anything else. What else, if it stops armor-piercing 30-06, you want something that's going to stop a 50 cal? I don't want to be wearing it when you do. Even if it does effectively stop it, I damn sure don't want to be on the receiving end of a 50 cal round. I just don't. It's just me. Call me a sissy if you want. I just don't.
The man who ran the motel said we couldn't spend the nights there anymore. Said it'd take a week to clean room 23 and put new carpet on the floor. Said we ruined his reputation, and what about the shame and disgrace? But we just never learned to love without leaving love all over the place. The lady at the rooming house served our eviction notice yesterday. While we were picking up our clothes, she started screaming, "Somebody's gonna pay." She said it'd take a dozen carpenters to fix the broken bed and drapes. But we just never learned to love without leaving love all over the place. Loving all came to us easy, I know it always will. And we don't need nobody to roll us down the other side when we're over the hill. The mourners formed a single line as they filed by.
Well, thanks to me, I messed that one up. Oh well, tell you what, I'll make it up to you by doing this. Sorry about that.
You ask me why I love her? Give me time. I'll explain. You seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? The Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia as she rushes into the sea? Or are you head at Gettysburg? Our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my breath with your sigh. After you love me for a million years, then if it work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. If you must go, I won't grieve. If you just wait a lifetime before you leave. But if you must go, I won't say no. Just so we can say that we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Then you can tell me goodbye.
All right, we got sitting there reminiscing and forgot what we were supposed to be doing. You know, something that kind of goes along with this armor plate stuff. I was reading a story here. We talked about this once a long, long time ago. It was before this network. It was probably, it may have even been back in my AM radio days. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But we talked about average sniper distances for police. And I've always, I've really struggled with this because, you know, their average distance, they say, depending on who you ask, is around 70 yards. So they've got all this high-speed, low-drag equipment here, heavy barrel drive, the best scopes in the world, and all this training, and they shoot 70 yards. You know, for the most part, you can shoot 70 yards with an open-sighted 30-30. And I have never understood this whole deal right here. They said when the American Sniper Association was formed in the year 2000, one of the first orders of business was obtaining a copy of those statistics to see how current they were and to try to update them. This was the FBI statistics for police shootings. So they were kind of amazed to discover that the FBI didn't collect this information at that point. So it's a long article anyway about the police sniper deal, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But there's a couple of play things in here I want to share with you. It said that only, this is way on into the article, it said only shots that were the result of a deliberate long rifle shot by a person assigned to a sniper position against a designated human target. So this would mean that they wouldn't take this, some rank and file cop just happened to be a long range competitor or an elk hunter from Wyoming or whatever. If that cop were to take this shot at 175 yards or 390 yards or whatever the case may be, that don't count because he's not a sniper and it wasn't I guess you could call it a designated human target. But it has to be a deliberate long rifle shot by a person assigned to a sniper position. So how many shots does that take out? So this excluded shots by entry or perimeter officers or shots taken with handguns or submachine guns. Okay, I'm okay with that. It also excludes shots on animals, cars, or other objects. And I don't agree with that. Because if a good sniper with the right rifle out there can stop an oncoming car by, you know, whatever, going through the radiator, going through the carburetor or the injection pump or blowing a tire out or something from 500 yards away, well, God bless him, he's a sniper. He just saved us. But that doesn't count. That's only against designated human targets. Or killing a runaway tiger here that's a tiger that's escaped out of the zoo or whatever the case is. So if you can do that from, 250 yards with your 308, then as far as I'm concerned, you're my hero. You're the sniper. But it doesn't count because it's not a designated human target. They got responses from this from 664 agencies around the country that fit this particular criteria. They're saying that they found in some cases agencies had either consolidated with other agencies into multi-jurisdictional teams or had disbanded their teams altogether. They have, with the time of this writing, had collected reports of 219 sniper shootings between 1984 and 2004. Not surprisingly, the 308 has been the most common caliber used by snipers, occurring in 74% of the reports. Others employed 223, 30-06, 270, 6mm Remington, 243, and guess. No, you're wrong. 30-30. Believe it or not. Contrary to common beliefs, just half of the people were struck in the head. The other half were hit in the body or their extremities. So this high-speed, low-drag Ninja Warrior sniper has at 70 yards, I don't know what the ranges were on all of them, may have hit the extreme. Maybe it was on purpose. You know, I know that there was one good shot. The distance wasn't great. It wasn't very far away, but it was a clever shot. Some of you may have seen it on TV, where the guy had the pistol in his hand. He was sitting in a chair out in the middle of the out in the middle of an intersection, in the middle of the street, and cop shot the gun at him. He was acting like he was going to kill himself, and he shot the handgun out of his hand, and that was impressive. That was a good shot. Let's see. Let me scroll up here up the. Chat room here and see what all is going on. Alright. Thought I'd check and see what all. If we got any new people there. Looks like Susie B has joined us. Welcome. Always glad to see you. it was Yakima Glock. That was cool. I want to tell you, Susie B in there. I got to tell you one more time. And Susie B is she's my favorite Idaho girl. Well, no, not she's one of my favorite Idaho girls. I mean Washington. I'm sorry. She has, if you like leather gloves, and a couple of my listeners have already bought gloves from Susie B. If you want to get gloves from her, you know, private messenger, or maybe she can put an email address for you on there. But I cannot say enough about these leather gloves. I've got a fetish for gloves. I've got lots and lots of gloves. But I've really narrowed down what I use right now because of the ones that I got from Susie B. They're just amazing. They fit well, they wear well, and they're without question, they're the best leather gloves I've ever owned in my life. So get a hold of them if you want to try some. Got lots of different choices, and I'm not sure she would be able to tell you what I got from her, but it depends on what your needs are. There's heavier ones there if you're doing, you know, fencing, you know, handling barbed wire or concrete or something a lot. Ones I've got are a little bit lighter. Actually, I got one of the heavy ones too, but I've got two or three pair of the lighter ones, and I kept thinking, well, I'm going to use those pretty quick, so I better get a couple extras. And I haven't, because the other ones are still wearing. They're just amazing. Anyway, let's get back to our sniper deal here. The other half were hitting the body. Of all these shots, 80% were fatal. Of the shots fired, 34% were in barricade scenarios, 36% in hostage situations, 21% involved suicidal subject. So, if you better not commit suicide or I'll kill you. I'm going to shoot you with this rifle because I'm a sniper if you continue to act like you're going to commit suicide. I've never quite understood that way of thinking, but whatever. It said a lot of the traditional sniper training has been limited to prone, bipod, 100-yard drills. A fact verified by the report is sniper shootings are very likely to be done from a variety of distances and seldom from a prone, bipod position. Instead, documentation shows snipers have had to utilize standing, sitting, kneeling, squatting, and improvised position as well. That makes perfect sense to me. I don't have no argument with that. So the average, on down here a little bit farther, legend has always mentioned a 400-yard sniper shooting in Washington Monument is the longest on record. However, in keeping with our stated criteria of a deliberate long rifle shot against a designated human target, we felt this one involved too many exceptional circumstances to qualify as a sniper shooting. So the only one they've got at 400 yards doesn't qualify as a sniper shooting, but the 50-yard ones do. Okay. We were fortunate enough to be able to walk to one of the snipers, or talk to one of the snipers involved that day. A protester claimed to have explosives in his van as it sat near the base of the monument. When the van started to drive away, fusillade was unleashed in order to stop it. In reading the reports, it is revealed that as many as 14 officers with rifles fired an undetermined number of rounds at the subject's van, allegedly with the intention of disabling the van. However, the driver was killed after being struck 4 times. The average recorded distance in this incident was 485 yards. It is also worth noting in the earliest recorded use of night vision scopes by police snipers. Average police sniper distance was 51 yards in this exhaustive report here. Of all the sniper shots, 95% took place between 0 and 100 yards. The rest were equally divided between 100 to 150 yard bracket and 150 to 250 yard bracket. This has profound training implications, they say. So, long story, still a whole lot of this story, but I thought it was kind of interesting. So I thought I'd throw it at you just because that's what I thought I'd do. Just because that's what I do. I'm one of those guys.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the Brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see. But I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute. Ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon.
could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. No. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for our lover in the valley of the gun. When the bells stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
And she reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she could not win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They would pray for the lovers in the valley of guns. And when the battle stopped and the smoke lit, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
Yeah, my seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
Come on, Willie, help me with this thing.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar
of the sun.
Whoa, I believe they were praying
for the lovers.
Yeah, it was.
In the valley of the gun.
Well.
When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared,
there was thunder.
There was thunder from the throne.
Whoa.
And seven Spanish angels
took another.
As I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped all in white linen, wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod over me. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done wrong. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly walked by. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. Got shot in the breast and I know I must die. Go fetch me some water, a cool cup of water, to cool my parched lips, then the poor cowboy said. Before I returned, his spirit had left him, had gone to his maker, the cowboy was dead. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done
rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloud he draws. Yippee-yi-yay, were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and the hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay, riders in the sky. Their faces gone, their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause you gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear the cry. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yay.
riders went on by, and you heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from ever riding on a reins, then cowboy, change your way today, or with it you will ride, trying to catch the devil's hook across the endless skies. If the I
You know, another SIG has fallen victim to the Glock today. Had one of our students out there tried as hard as he could to make his SIG do wonderful things, but it just didn't quite mutt the custard. So it is now unloaded and put away where nobody can see it. And yeah, that's exactly like mine right there, except mine, I've taken this tab off of mine. That's exactly like mine. And, you know, Chuck is another one. I don't know, have we ever talked about your falling away from the 1911? I know you still got one, or you say you still do. I haven't seen it since that day.
Christine made me sell it.
Okay.
Okay, if your wife tells you to buy a pistol, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, well, I would jump on it. Not the wife, the pistol.
Yeah. Well, they'll leave that alone. But yeah, I mean, I love the 1911, but only one particular model. The cheapest, loosest, rattliest,
oldest
1911 simplest, you can find.
Less complex, yeah. Here. And they worked. When I was at the service, the only thing, of course, I only did was qualified with them a few times. I didn't carry one. But I don't think we ever had a malfunction with one. They could hit anything with them. But hey, they fired.
We'll see something about 45. You got to watch out with 45 ACP now. Blazer reloadables are small pistol primer.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Versus everybody else on the planet is large pistol primer.
That's not Blazer. It is Blazer. Huh.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a pain in the ass when you're going cranking through that and you get a primer.
Yeah, that's not good.
detonate a primer or some stupid crap like that.
Yeah.
I just
separated
them. Oh, yeah, but
but anyway, we're sitting in the room here with two converts to the Glock, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Life is good.
Mama don't care. Mama likes hers too.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about that. Amy carries one, and Chuck's wife carries one. Chuck carries one. Now we just got to get Sarah to carry one, and we'll all be one big happy family here.
They're good pistols, but they're just one of those things that either you really love them or they're just you just absolutely hate them.
Yep, that's a fact. There's nothing in between.
Mm-hmm. But hand size has a big part to do with being like if you got small hands, a Glock is they're not that great for some people. But Christine and hers, oh my gosh.
salvation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art.
And it's a hunger that only you can. man satisfied. Got me all. Got me all over for you, all over me. Got me all over for you, all over me. And it's a feeling made for love. Got the all-overs for you, all over me, all over me.
I've got your picture for you that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the record that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. That proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you.
Wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead, and it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurt every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on, and it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone. They say a man should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory, and it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurt every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on, and it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone.
Salt the ocean deep and blue, felt the rapture of the dawn in its golden view. I've soared above the mountain peaks for valleys great and wide, but it's a little more like heaven by your side. It's a little more like heaven where you are. I have sought for happiness both near and far, but my search for love was through the day that I met you, 'cause it's a little more like heaven where you are. I have watched the crystal raindrops fall to earth to cool the day. Watched the rainbow at twilight when the clouds had flown away. I've adored the clinging roses round my mountain home so dear, but it's a little more like heaven when you're near. It's a little more like heaven where you are. I have sought for happiness both near and far, but my search for love was through the day that I met you, 'cause it's a little more like heaven where you are. I've been tempted for a moment by your love, a fickle flaming beauty while waltzing in her arms. I've cherished memories of the past, a friend so kind and true, but it's a little more like heaven, dear, with you. It's a little more like heaven where you are. I have sought for happiness both near and far, but my search for love was through the day that I met you, 'cause it's a little more like heaven where you
took a hold of my hand.
Somebody's doing me right. Somebody's holding me tight. Sharing my days and my nights. Somebody I really like. Just took a hold of my hand. You make me feel like a man. There's been a change in my life. Somebody's doing me
sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. But now I couldn't make her stay. Well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one. I'm finished with the other one. I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Every time we disagree, she was always asking me, are you a man or a mouse? Now that she's gone, she probably thinks that I'm home just a moving around the house. She probably thinks that she's the one thing I just couldn't get along without. Well, wouldn't it surprise her? I gotta sympathize her as long as these bottles hold out. Well, I'm sitting on the bar stool acting like a darn fool. That's what I'm doing today. And I'm sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. And I couldn't make her stay. Well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one. I'm finished with the other one. I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Try to sit down and talk to her, it always ends up in a fuss. I try to reason with her right until the time that she got on that Greyhound bus. It'd be better if I could forget her, cause she sure forgot about me. And if it takes all night, I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna sit here till I can't see. Well, I'm sitting on the bar stool, acting like a darn fool. That's what I'm doing today. And I'm sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm losing my troubles away. Well, now I couldn't make her stay. Well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one. I'm finished with the other one. I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Well, I'm sitting on the bar stool, acting like a dirt fool. That's what I'm doing today. And I'm sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm losing my troubles away. Well, now
like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and Wake up and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there and there, and you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't wait. So I've been trying to slow it down. I've been trying to take it easy. In this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap. And you wake up and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there and there. You pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't blink. Life goes faster than you.
There's gonna come a day,
you move on and find someone else, and that's okay. Just remember this, I'm in a better place. The soldiers live in peace, and angels sing amazing grace. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town, and know my soul is where my mama always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, if you're reading this, I'm already home.
Stop.
Yes, I admit.
If I ever deceive her, she'd be gone before I could count ten. I guess that I didn't believe her, 'cause look at the trouble I'm in.
She's gone.
There it is. That's going to be it for Liberty Lounge tonight. And I think what we're going to do, I'm going to study the times and everything after the time changes. You know, with Arizona not changing to daylight savings time back and forth like everybody else in the world does, then we may be making some changes here. It's getting to a point where and I know there's a lot of people out there. I get emails from people that are download, you know, the podcast and all that stuff. But if they're going to do that, there's no need for me to stay up this late and do that. I can do this anytime. So we're going to make some changes when the time changes. I'm not sure. We're going to run like we are for right now. And, we'll get with Detinker and see what's going on. I don't want to change anybody else's times. So we'll see what happens. But, definitely going to make some changes when the time changes there. And see, I'm not going to stay up this late when there's going to be, you know, five or six people in the chat room or whatever it turns out to be. So, anyway, we're got to get up and do some shooting tomorrow. We've got a class going on tomorrow. Got a night shoot tomorrow night. And a little bit more shooting on Sunday. So, we're going to have a good time. I hope all of you people had a good weekend. And we're certainly praying for Rights at Risk. She's having a hard time over there. We got a couple of listeners that are having a tough time. Rights at Risk always stood with it. Minnie Stay hangs in there. Radio Doc hangs in there with it. And I appreciate all of you that do that. I appreciate it very much. It's a lot of fun. I love this show. I really like to do this. But like I say, I can do it at different times. So we'll see how it works out when the time changes. I'll announce this next week and let everybody know what I'm planning on doing after I talk to the Tinker a little bit and see what we can work out. So until Monday, you guys have a good weekend, and we'll see you. Chuck, you going to tell everybody adios?
Hey, have a good night, folks. It's been good being here with Cope tonight.
All right, Chuck's going to go out and shoot with us for a while tomorrow, so we're going to have a ball.
Damn right.
All right, good night. And all right, good night.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to an abrupt halt. Join me every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, for the fastest 2 hours on Internet Radio, Liberty Lounge.
But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery calls for me. The party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love.
Also join me at 8 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays for 2 full hours of the Shooting Bench. And join Miss Amy for Living Way Out Here on Mondays at 7 p.m. Hope you all have a great weekend and good night.
So many times had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old